Welcome back to the East Meets West podcast on health and medicine. I'm your host, David Cherian, and this is the podcast where we especially talk about specifically Chinese medicine and Western medicine or allopathic medicine and how those two different medicinal traditions can treat diseases, sometimes similar and sometimes complementary ways. Like I said, my name is David Cherry and I'm your host. I have a background in Chinese medicine as a licensed acupuncturist and also as a Western medicine physician, as a MD practicing in Houston, Texas. And it's good to be back with all of you guys. Last time we talked about seizures, and I thought for today's episode we could talk about something similar, still in the neurology category, but very different, and that is headaches. So, question for y'all. How many of you guys have had headaches before? Probably a good number. And actually, the most common type of headaches, there's lots of different types of headaches, but the most common one is the one we're going to look at today, and that is tension headaches. It's called a tension type headache. And there's lots of different types of headaches, and you might have heard of some of these different types, like migraine headaches or cluster headaches. And another one of these types of headaches is the tension type headache. And this actually happens to be the most common type of headache. So chances are, if you suffer from headaches or you get them once in a while, the most likely type of headache it's going to be is a tension type headache. In fact, just statistically, it's estimated that anywhere from 70 to 90% of the population has tension headaches at some point. And there's a lot of variability, right? So some people might only have a headache once every few months, right? Maybe you're the type who just gets stressed at work once in a while, or when things are really busy, you're not exercising, you're not eating right, and you start getting headaches. And you might take a Tylenol, and before you know, it's gone and you don't even remember, right? That might be a lot of us. But for a lot of people, it can actually be much more debilitating than that. Some of you guys might have headaches more frequently, maybe 5 or 6 or 7 times a month. Some people can even have it for a week or two every month. And when you're having headaches that frequently or that severely, it can really disrupt your life. I mean, I know when I get a headache, a lot of times I don't want to do anything. I want to go to bed, lay down, and that might be the end of what I accomplished that day. And if you're trying to be productive and do items that you need to do that day, spend some time with your family, your kids at the end of the day, and you end up with a headache, that's really frustrating. I myself get headaches, tension headaches, from time to time. One of the interesting things is I actually have another type of headache called airline headaches or airplane headaches. And not many people have this, but I have met some other people. And it's a type of headache that you have that's very severe. And it really happens when you're either in takeoff, or for me, it happens when we're descending in an airplane. And when the airplane's changing, all those elevations going from 30,000 to 20,000 down to the landing level, I can sometimes get these severe headaches. And so I have a different type of headache, but I also do get some tension headaches from time to time. And going back to tension headaches, statistically, tension headaches tend to affect women more often. Men definitely get tension headaches, and there's a lot of men who have tension headaches, but it tends to affect women a little bit more. And if you're in that group of getting headaches, whether you're a man or a woman, it doesn't matter to you what the statistics are, right? It doesn't matter at that point. You just want to get better. So how do you know if what you have is a tension headache? We all get headaches, right? And if you're a layperson, how do you know that the headache you're having is a tension type headache as opposed to, say, a cluster headache or a migraine headache or one of those other types of headaches? Well, there's a few classic types of symptoms. And one of the big things in Western medicine is a lot of headache diagnosis is really dependent on what your symptoms are. And it's a clinical diagnosis, meaning the doctor will usually diagnose it based on the type of symptoms you describe and the story you tell them, and less based on the types of lab work or imaging studies. So especially for tension headaches, it's pretty much what we call a clinical diagnosis, meaning that it's based on the history, it's based on what you say, it's based on the symptoms. And in certain situations, they might want to do some other testing, but a vast majority of it is clinical. So just to describe headaches, tension type headaches, it feels like it's typically on both sides of your head. Okay, there are some types of headaches that tend to be unilateral, meaning it just affects your left side or your right side. But tension type headaches tend to be on both sides, so you don't really feel it in just one area. It's kind of a dull headache. It feels like pressure, maybe like some people describe it like a band, band type pain around your head. It doesn't throb. There are some types of headaches that are throbbing type headaches, and tension headaches generally aren't throbbing. And a lot of times people will feel muscle tenderness in the muscles surrounding the head and the back of the neck and the shoulders. So you might have some tightness there. You might have some tenderness in the head, shoulders especially, some of those muscles that kind of hold up the head. And a lot of times people will naturally just massage their neck muscles or sometimes the temporal muscles, the muscles on the side of the head, and that helps to ease the headache. So if you find yourself just naturally massaging your muscles, trying to rub the headache out, it might be a tension headache. And that's also why stress and mentally being stressed and having tension can make these types of headaches worse or flare up. Because a lot of times when you're stressed, you're tense, your muscles are tight, you're not having good posture, you're not loose, and that tends to contribute to that tightness and that tenseness that results in the headache. Some people with tension headaches have their headaches triggered by being hungry or different smells, different foods. And for a lot of people, they never really can identify any particular trigger that sets off their headaches. So it's very variable and everyone's different. But I think one of the key things is when it comes to actually diagnosing tension headaches, it's pretty much all based on the history that the patient gives, the exam. There's not specific lab tests or radiology x-rays or CAT scans or those kind of things that give you the diagnosis of tension headache. So one of the other things that your doctor might ask you to help distinguish what type of headache you have is whether or not light or sound bother you when you have these headaches. Okay, so whether light or bright lights or loud sounds tend to make your headache worse or bother you during these episodes. And typically with tension headaches, you don't have those symptoms. They tend to be a little more associated with migraine type headaches. So sometimes when people have migraine headaches, they don't even realize it, but they just kind of naturally go to a quiet, dark room and they lay down, and that kind of helps put them at ease a little bit, make them feel a little bit better. And you don't usually see that with tension type headaches. So that's one thing that your doctor might ask you to help distinguish the type of headache you have. And so that's an important symptom just to make note of when you have these headaches. Typically, you shouldn't have severe nausea or vomiting with tension headaches either. You can have some, but it's not commonly a part of tension headaches. And if you do have a lot of severe nausea or vomiting, it might be a different type of headache. And like I said earlier, most of the time for these headaches, your doctor's not going to do any specific type of neuro brain imaging like CAT scans or MRIs. Unless there's something that they're not sure about, they will do a neurologic exam on you. And if they find any neurologic deficits or diagnosis is unclear, then they might choose to do some more testing. But the vast, vast majority of the time, they're not going to need to do any more specific lab work or imaging to diagnose it. One of the things that does make it hard for a doctor, though, to diagnose tension headaches is because a lot of times it's hard for patients to describe. You know, if you're like me, when you have a headache, you're not really thinking about a lot of the details of it, about which side is it on? Is it on both sides? Is it throbbing? Is it dull? Do I have any aversion to sound or bright lights? You just kind of have a headache and you want to take a Tylenol and lie down. So a lot of times when patients come to the office or we see them in the hospital and we start asking them lots of detailed questions about their headaches, a lot of times it's hard to remember that because we didn't really think about that or make note of those things when the headache was happening. And it's like a lot of us may have experienced something and later on when you try to describe it, it's hard to remember or put into words exactly what you're feeling. So that can kind of make it hard for patients to communicate to doctors and for doctors to accurately get the keywords or the key symptoms that they're looking for to properly and accurately diagnose the right type of headache. And that happens to me all the time. And actually on both sides. Sometimes as a patient, I have a problem and I forget like the details of how it happened. And definitely as a doctor, I'll see people who come in and they may not have a headache right then and there, and they're having trouble remembering what it felt like or how it happened or some of the details that I want to know to try and figure out what type of headache it is. You know, details about was it throbbing or dull or pressure pain or sharp pain, all those kind of things, it makes a difference. So if you do have tension headaches or you think you do, try to make note of how it feels like and be as specific and clear about it, which side it's on, all those details. It's really helpful to know that and bring all that info with you. And I know it can be hard because a lot of these things, if you don't come from a medical background, it's hard to articulate how you feel. We spend a lot of time in medical school learning how to articulate patient symptoms and feelings. And it's something that you get trained in. But for a person who doesn't have a medical background, that can be a challenging thing the first time you have to do it. So as far as treating tension headaches, the first and probably the most common thing that doctors recommend from a Western medical standpoint is regular over-the-counter analgesics, you know, over-the-counter pain medications, ibuprofen, Motrin, Tylenol is another common one, aspirin. Those are the what we call first line, meaning your first option treatments. Another option is a combination of one of those pain medications like Tylenol or a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory, plus caffeine. And I don't know the background behind that. I don't know how they decided to combine those two together, but yeah, caffeine is actually part of several combination medications to treat headaches. And I actually haven't looked at it in pharmacies, like to see in the over-the-counter section how easy it is to find. It might be there, but definitely in the hospital, we have some of these combination drugs with maybe two different types of pain medications plus caffeine. And like I said, very interestingly, caffeine has been shown to be helpful for tension headaches. And I think the dose they put is about, it's about 130 grams or something like that, which was, it was something similar to maybe a strong cup of coffee. So Tylenol, caffeine, over-the-counter pain medicines, that's the first line. And one of the downsides when it comes to Western medicine for the treatment is past that, there's not really a lot of other great options. Okay? Unfortunately, there's just not a lot of good options. And those medications might help you temporarily when you're having the headache, but it's only a temporary measure. So if you're somebody who has headaches frequently, multiple days a month or even a week or two a month, that can be hard and really not good for you to be taking some of those type of pain medications, even if it's over the counter, that frequently. And in Western medicine, there are a few more options. Like if you do have it more frequently, some patients take antidepressant type medications, which can also be beneficial for tension headaches. And they take it daily to help prevent it. And that is when it tends to be more serious. So my guess is if you're listening to this podcast, if you're here interested in Chinese medicine, my guess is you probably are here because you don't want to be on regular daily medications for headaches, especially if you don't have to. And you probably don't want to be on antidepressant medications if you don't have to. So that's my guess if you're here listening to this podcast. And this is where I think acupuncture, Chinese medicine can be of real benefit to patients. Okay, so fortunately, I don't have daily headaches. I do have tension headaches once in a while, but I've never had it bad to the point where I would have to take any sort of daily preventative medications. But I know if I got to that point, if I was in that situation, I would definitely be wanting to look at other options to treat my headaches before I do that. And a lot of times, even with those daily medications, like if you're taking a daily antidepressant medication for tension headaches, it doesn't necessarily make your headache just disappear completely and you never have them. You still can have them and they can still be there, and it might just be a little better, maybe a little bit less frequent. So even that doesn't cure it, but it does help to reduce it. So I think there's a lot of benefit. I think it's worth trying Chinese medicine. If you're at that point, even if your headaches are to the point where it's bothering you once in a while, but that once in a while is limiting you and limiting what you're able to do, limiting your productivity, limiting your family time, I would definitely look into Chinese medicine, acupuncture, herbal medicine as a treatment option. So all that being said, let me talk a little bit about just what happens in Chinese medicine as far as headaches go. So in Chinese medicine, the classification of headaches is completely different. There's no such thing as a tension headache or a migraine headache or a cluster headache in Chinese medicine, but some of the same principles apply, okay? So a Chinese medical doctor will still want to ask you important questions about your headache, like the location of it. And in Chinese medicine, the location of the headache is very important because it's associated with which meridian of your organs runs through that area. So all the internal organs in the body in Chinese medicine are connected to a meridian, and it runs through different regions of your head. So for example, the front part of your head where your forehead is In Chinese medicine, that's called the yangming area. And it's correlated to your stomach and to your large intestine. So if you have a lot of headaches, and it tends to happen in that frontal forehead region, it could be because you're having an underlying problem with your digestive system, with your large intestine, with your stomach. Or for another example, if you have headaches at the very top of your head, like the central top portion, that's considered what's called the Zhuiyin area. And that's related to your liver, it's related to your pericardium specifically. So if you have headaches in that region, it may be because you have an underlying liver problem or a heart or pericardial problem. So in Chinese medicine, different portions of the head are correlated to different meridians and different organ systems. And so it's really important in that sense too to know where the headache is and where it tends to be. Now, in Chinese medicine, the yang energy of the body actually goes up to the head. So there's the yin energy and the yang energy in the body, and they're both different types. And the yang energy is like the active energy in your body. It's the energy of movement. And in Chinese medicine, that tends to converge and rise up into your head. And so depending on where your head is and what type of symptoms it is, that can give us a clue as to what's going on deeper inside your body, which organ systems are being affected and resulting in your headache. So Chinese medicine takes a very deep assessment and approach to what's going on inside your body to really find out what the root is that's causing headaches. And in Western medicine, we have a somewhat superficial approach to treat headaches, especially when it comes to tension types headaches, because if you get a headache, then you really just take some sort of pain medicine to relieve it. And beyond that, it's kind of having to take daily preventative medications. But what I like about Chinese medicine is that in Chinese medicine, the goal is really to try and understand what is out of balance inside of your body, what organ system might be having the blockage or obstruction that's resulting in the headache that you're having, and trying to really treat the root of the problem. So a good Chinese medicine doctor, they're going to take a look at your organ systems. They're going to examine your qi, your blood level, because those things can also affect your headaches. And they're going to put all of that together. They're going to ask you a lot of questions, a lot of them that won't even be what you would think related to a headache. And all of those things are going to give clues as to what's going on internally in your body to really try to get to the root of the problem. So in Chinese medicine, if you get down to that deep level, if you correct what's going wrong at the organ level, then the more superficial problems and things like headaches should get better and ultimately should go away and resolve completely. So I think using a combination of herbal medicine and acupuncture is really the most important. The herbal medicine is going to help you restore the balance and treat the underlying problem so that you stop having tension headaches completely, or at the very least, really cut down on its frequency. And I'll talk a little bit about some of the acupuncture points. There's some common acupuncture points used for headaches and tension headaches, and I'll just give a few as an example. And again, a lot of it's going to depend on the type of headache you have and what your underlying problem is. One of the common points for headaches is it's a point at the base of the skull on the back, and it's located on the gallbladder channel, which is very commonly used. A lot of acupuncturists will use another point kind of towards the central top portion of your head at the vertex. And then another common point that's used is on your foot, on the top part of your foot, actually, between your first and second toe, and that's on the liver channel. And the liver tends to be important in a lot of patients who have severe headaches. And that point on your foot helps to promote the flow of energy in the liver. And like I said, a lot of people, depends on what the root of your headache is from and treating that. There's a couple points on the arms commonly used. There's a point between your first and second metacarpals on the back of your hand. That's part of the large intestine channel, which is also commonly associated with liver. Like I said earlier, those frontal type headaches, that's in the what we call the yangming or the stomach and large intestine area. So that point on the hand is related to the large intestine. So it's treating that organ system. And what all these points are doing and what your acupuncturist is doing is really helping to regulate the flow of energy or chi throughout the body's meridians. And especially the meridians that may be blocked or out of balance, which is causing pain in those regions of your head. And I just gave a few examples of different points that your doctor might choose. But the important thing to understand is that everyone's different. That's what I like about Chinese medicine. Every single person is different. Every patient is unique. Every problem is unique. And so the points that I would use for one patient would be completely different from another patient. And the reason you have a headache might be vastly different than the next person who comes in with a headache might have. And it might be the same type of headache. Maybe you have a tension headache, and maybe the next person who comes has a tension headache. But both of you in Chinese medicine might have completely different underlying problems that's resulting in it. So that's why it's really important to see a Chinese medicine doctor who's really knowledgeable, who knows what's going on, who knows how to check your pulse, check your tongue, do a thorough interview. Really assess on a deep level what's happening. Otherwise, it's hard to get to those root problems. And in my practice, along with acupuncture, we do herbs as a mainstay of treatment. That's a really crucial part. And like I said before, it's because the headache that you're having is not just something that's superficial, but it's something that is much deeper. And if it's a problem related to one of the organ systems, the herbal formulas can really help to regulate and strengthen and support those internal organs. So pretty much 100% of the time in my clinic, I recommend as a core part of the treatment, herbal teas to go along with that. And it's not one single type of herb or one single formula we use. It really depends on you individually as a patient and the underlying problem that you have, and it varies widely from one person to the next. So one of the last things I wanted to talk about today on the podcast was actually a study that was recently done, and this was published in the Journal of Neurology, which is a very reputable medical journal, and it specializes in neurologic studies and neurologic disorders. And this article came out on October 4th, 2022, and it was a big study, actually. It looked at specifically acupuncture for patients with tension headaches. And this is a reputable Western medicine journal. And in this study, they recruited 218 people. And what they found was that acupuncture was able to cut the number of days people suffered from tension headaches by more than half. And they followed these patients out to 32 weeks. So the authors concluded that acupuncture treatments were effective at reducing and preventing chronic tension headaches. So I don't know about you, but if you ask me, that's a lot better than having to take a medication every day. So I wanted to bring this article up because I think that's a great example of using some of the scientific methods we have in Western medicine and really showing a benefit to Eastern medicine. So bottom line question I want you to ask yourself is, can acupuncture help me with tension headaches? And I think the answer to this is a resounding yes, definitely. Definitely Chinese medicine, acupuncture, herbal medicine can help patients reduce the number of headaches they're having, the severity of the types of headaches, and help you to have a more functional, productive life. And at our clinic, at Houston Acupuncture, we definitely see these types of patients and have been able to help them. And if you need a place to go, get trusted care, have a doctor thoroughly evaluate and understand the root problem that are leading to these headaches, check us out. Check us out at www.houstonacupuncture.com. And that's all for today. Thank you guys for sticking around and listening, and we'll see you next time.